It's time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on some of the things that are going on in the markets. How is the harvest going in your part of the country, Roy?
It's going very well. I'm guessing that about half of the corn harvest is over with, and probably 70 to 80% of the beans. There's still quite a few beans out, but they're disappearing real fast with this nice weather.
Let's talk a little bit about the soybean market. First of all, big day yesterday, Thursday, a lot of movement. What are some of the items going on there?
I really haven't had a chance to study that yesterday. I just kind of saw on the news that soybeans had about a 50-cent trading range. They ended up quite a bit lower, but nowhere near the bottom. One of the things that's kind of got me curious is that here locally, and I think over most of the state of Nebraska, we've had about a 6 or 7 cent improvement in the basis in the last couple of days. And
Roy, what are some of the things that are going on over in the corn markets? I know carryout is definitely being looked at, isn't it?
It is, and you know the big thing with corn right now, of course, the price is fairly good. It's not anywhere close to what it was back on the highs in February and then earlier this summer, but the spread between the December and July is historically wide, and so that would indicate, first of all, that's kind of an indicator that the true demand is not as great as maybe what the nearby futures are saying. And the other thing is that for people that have got corn in the bin on the farm and want to store it and want to be guaranteed a return, they could forward contract that corn for May and July and lock in the 30 to 35 cent improvement in the price with a cash forward contract.
Let's talk a little bit about those marketing strategies, Roy, and now that we are moving into the post-harvest mentality, if you will, what are some of the things to look for?
I think the thing that you need to do with the corn especially is to say, okay, am I going to take a chance on the futures market being over $3 next summer, or do I think that there's a chance that it might go down? And if I do, then the thing to do is to just lock the bin door and forward price, either using futures or cash forward contract, your corn for delivery next May and July. For the soybeans, this is the time of the year that I normally watch that move we call the dead cat bounce, and that's last part of October and most of the month of November, and we actually do have cash soybean prices this week over a dollar a bushel above the low, which was only on the 8th of October. So this is a good time to be selling beans, especially if you're staring at a situation where you're going to have to be paying commercial storage on them. And, you know, I'm not going to tell people that the price of soybeans has to go down, but, you know, looking at $9 cash beans and no storage cost, pretty tempting. And, in fact, last week I did sell some of my 2007 harvest.
Folks can get information from you a couple of different ways. How do they do that?
Roy at soyroy.com is my email address, soyroy.com my website, and the dead cat bounce chart is kept current.
Very good, Roy. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith, with an update on items that are influencing the markets here this week on 840 KTIC.